and welcome to Nick Talk, where we discuss today's trending topics with some of the funniest people in the entertainment industry. Now, please stand by for your host, Nikki James.
Hey guys, welcome to the very first episode of Nick Talk. I'm super excited to be starting this podcast journey. It's taken a while to get here, but I'm really excited. We're going to talk about today's trending topics, things that are going on in the news today, and we're just going to kind of make fun of them because I like to live in a world where things are not taken too seriously. And because this is my podcast, I can do what I want. I can live in that world. This is my world. Welcome. I'm your host, Nikki James, and today I have my very good friend, Joni J. Harris, in the studio with me. How you doing?
I'm good, dear. How you doing?
I'm doing good. As good as you can be in this corona time.
No, that's right.
So, tell the listeners a little bit about you, and then we'll just get to it.
You want the short version of the book?
give me the short version. We only got an hour.
All right, the short version of it is... I was born in Chicago, raised in D.C., All-American by 8th grade, football and basketball, ended up playing basketball in Florence, Italy, came back to the States, and played Canadian League, Arena League, Player of the Year, both leagues, won a couple Grey Cups, a couple championships in the IFL, then I went to the NFL, and I spent 9 years in the NFL.
Okay.
And got 2 Super Bowls with the New York Giants. Went 1 time with the Raiders. And that's about it.
That was a pretty big list there.
Yes.
All right. So so what we're going to do in today's episode, and every episode, we talk about trending topics. We kind of throw our little comedy twist on it. And but with you here today, because you're my sports guru, clearly, with that...
Yes.
With that resume, we're going to talk a little bit about sports. So, you know, I don't know as much as you do on what's going on in the world today. So tell me something that's trending today.
Today is a day after the NBA draft that happens last night.
Okay.
And it was good. Everybody got their needs and their wants. Mm-hmm. And there were no big surprises except a couple guys in the first round. But, you know. It's a crapshoot anyway.
Okay.
But the biggest news here in L.A. and in the Bay Area is the injury to Klay Thompson.
Oh.
Yeah, Klay Thompson from the Warriors towards Achilles last night playing pickup downtown L.A. Where we at?
Klay Thompson. Okay, so tell me a little bit about what's going on there.
Yeah, he was playing pickup here downtown. Where most of the pros play during this COVID situation, and you know, most of the guys that play pick up, they actually are in the NBA or going to the NBA. So what happened was is he came down wrong and tore his Achilles on his right foot, because he just came off an injury that he tore his ACL in his left knee. In the finals like 2 years ago.
Mm.
So he just coming back from a 1 year rehab from that. It's towards Achilles. So he got another year rehab.
So what do you think about that injury? Is that like a...
It depends. I mean, most people don't come back from it.
That's what I thought, yeah.
So, you know, medicine's a lot different, a lot better nowadays, that's for sure. But having those 2 major injuries on both legs is unbelievable. Like,
right.
I've never heard of that a day in my life, and I've been around for a long time.
Right.
And I've never seen somebody tear their ACL and tear their Achilles in the same calendar year. So that's like, Lord, Jesus.
Wow. So he's probably not going to come back from that.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it depends.
I mean, there's hope, right?
Yeah. But, I think it's more mental than anything. Like, he's going to have a successful surgery, of course, because that's what they do nowadays. But it's going to be a mental situation where, you know, he's coming off 1 year, of
one
rehab.
One injury, yeah.
Then you got to do another year of rehab.
A whole other injury.
Yeah.
Now, did you say it was on the same foot?
No.
Different.
Right.
Oh, one's on the left
left
side.
ACL and
right
Achilles.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh. All right, so what else is going on? I mean, we feel bad for him.
Yeah, like the craziest thing that was today was the Knicks cut 5 players.
Oh my goodness.
And it's crazy because all of them played, you know, a lot of minutes.
So why would they do that?
Because they're on 1 or 2 year contracts, and you can get rid of them easier.
Okay.
And that way, you just open space for, you know, other guys that get cut or trade
okay.
for another great player if mm-hmm. possible. You know, I think they actually opening up space for Russell Westbrook, I think.
Okay.
Because he wants out of Houston.
So each player is different, right, with the contract that they signed and the amount of years that they signed for.
Right.
So they must have had just like a plethora of like 1 to 2 years
mm-hmm.
that they were able to cut.
Right.
It's funny though that they were playing and then they still got cut.
Yeah. It's incredible. It's like not like I tell people all the time about professional sports. It's like cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they're done with jazz, they're done.
Like God.
I said, you know, I hate to say this, but like when I hurt my back and I called the Giants organization. They ain't called me back for a month or two.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I called the Raiders organization. They called me back immediately. And he came to L.A. to see me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a total difference. But I think the Raiders organization is the only organization that take care of their players after they're done.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
So you're still a Raiders fan then, huh?
Oh, Raiders Nation, baby. All day, every day.
Very nice. And I know some of you can't see the bling that he's wearing, but he's all NFL blinged out.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I gotta hit them all. We do this. It's like I'm like a walking billboard.
Yeah.
I'm one of the few guys, you know, that's in the NFLPA and the legislative community in LA.
Mm-hmm.
So if they shoot me, you know, we have meetings and they take photos and they see me with NFL gear on, they keep sending.
That's right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's very true. That's good. That's kind of like it's marketing. It's self marketing.
Yes.
Very smart. Very smart, Georgia.
Rapid. Shout out to my man Troy Vincent.
Hello, Troy Vincent.
Yeah, because he's the head of the Players Association. So
very
every
nice.
Time he always see pictures of me, he see me with NFL gear on. He loves me representing. So he makes sure I get as much as I can.
Nice. So what's going on? So another thing that you're involved in, Beverly Hills.
Oh.
Talk to me.
Yeah, I'm the head coach at Beverly Hills High School.
Woo-hoo.
But I'm praying that we don't have a season this year. I didn't get a chance. But right now we can't practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, then they come up with this scenario where we can only practice 8 guys at a time, which makes absolutely no sense at all.
Right, for COVID times, right?
Yes, yeah. And it's like, what if I got more than 8 linemen? What if I got more than 8 receivers? What if I got more than 8 running backs? So it's like, it's absolutely, you know, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Basically. So, you know, it's like...
So what's going on with the season right now?
Right now, I mean, we're supposed to start in January, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay.
I'm praying it don't happen anyway.
All right. So what else we have going on in the sports world today?
In the sports world today, another big announcement. The man, the myth, the legend, Conor McGregor is coming back.
Oh,
shoot. UFC.
Oh, no.
So he's coming back to fight Dustin Poirier in January. So they... Like it took a minute, but they finally got to finalize it. I'm a huge UFC fan, so I got a lot of friends that fight, and I go
you
to
do?
Yes,
huh?
And I'm involved with the Unbreakable Gym. Shout out to the MVP group.
Pay me.
Yes. Unbreakable Gym in Hollywood. Jay Glazer.
Nice.
Nate Boyer. You know, so MVP stands for Virgin Vets and Players. That means guys that's come back from the war.
Oh,
you
that's
know,
awesome.
And ex-NFL players or other professional athletes that, you know, need a group, you know,
mm-hmm.
another team to come to after they're done for support and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
MVP is where it's at.
That's really cool. You know, I'm from Ohio, and I remember I used to go out and watch the 11 o'clock, you know, fights,
yeah.
and just sold out pay-per-view, and
yeah.
just, and he was one of them, and so funny. So I had no idea. I would just go for the party, to be honest. Like, I knew nothing. But like, all the guys were into it, you know.
And I'm like,
that's so funny.
I remember when I first got into it, and I was like, when these dudes getting punched in the face.
Yeah, I know.
I'm thinking, what I do for a living was barbaric as hell.
Right.
But when I seen like what they actually got to go to even get to the point to even step in an octagon.
Really?
Oh my God. I was like, I'm talking about different training in like four or five different martial arts and boxing.
Wow.
And wrestling.
Yeah.
Then you got to go through basically academy. You know what I mean? Till you get to the point where they even let you in an underground fight. You know what I mean? Like you get to step off the streets.
Right.
And get a contract with, you know, UFC, Bellator, or whatever organization is out there. But it's like, oh my God.
I'm suddenly getting flashes of like Fight Club and Snatch.
Yeah.
All put together. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Wow.
And them guys, you know, at first, they fight for pennies.
$1.
Then eventually
they blow up.
Yeah, when they blow up, they get their shot, and they got to do what they got to do. You know, it's crazy with Dana White. Shout out to Dana White. And I think he's probably the best promoter in this world right now. You know, especially when it comes to the fight game. But it's like when you lose two or three times in a row, he will cut your ass.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's what it's like in the world of sports. That's why I think. People like yourself, you push yourself so hard every day. You have to make sure that you stay up because your body and your physicality, like that's your paycheck.
I believe it. Like I tell my kids all the time that I coach is like, you know, how you make it? You know, how this? I'm like, dude, we ain't normal everyday human beings.
Right.
That's what people don't understand. Like, don't nobody get up and train to run a 4.3, 4.4 and run into somebody as hard as they can.
Right.
Especially somebody 100, maybe 150, 200 pounds bigger than them.
Right.
So that's the scenario. You got to have the heart for it. You got to have the mindset for it.
Yeah.
And, the potential fortitude for it. And if you don't have that, there's no way in hell you can step on that field. It's like anybody can be great in high school, anybody can be great in college, but when you get on a level where everybody's on the same playing field, it's a little different.
All right. Well, so tell me a little something. Tell me a secret about what it's like to play for the NFL that the average person doesn't know.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay.
It's only 0.6 of Americans that actually sign an NFL contract per year.
Wow, okay.
0.6.
Okay, why is that, do you think?
Because
they're not physically fit enough. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's why, you know, we have that scenario where, you know, if you played at the highest level, you're supposed to really believe in that and have that gumption about it, like, damn, I made it to the highest level.
Do you think the NFL is political?
Of course. Everything.
It's all about money.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah, because you hear a lot of
bill, y'all.
You hear a lot of people talking about, you know. So for me, I grew up as a little girl wanting to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Right.
So the biggest thing that I've always heard is that the Cowboys and Jerry Jones, with all of his money, you know, it's all weighted heavily this way or that way.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to know your opinion on if money plays a...
Well, for the cheerleaders, hell no, but they only make $60 a game.
Not the cheerleaders, the players.
But the players, hell yeah. It's like, depending on how much you worth and how much they willing to give you.
And by the way, the cheerleaders make a lot more in revenue and other...
Yeah, if they get a model contract.
They get all kinds of... Yeah. Yeah,
that's why they do it. That's for sure.
It's not to be a cheerleader.
Right. Yeah. Not even close.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know...
So, yeah, so you think it does have a little bit to do because then, I mean, so for let's say girls, because, you know, I'm a girl and I'm the host of the show.
Right.
Let's talk about the girls that know nothing about football and how it's started or how it's done or how it's picked or how you're traded or how you're, you know, does any of that have to do with money or is it about skill?
No, it's about skill. Before you get signed. It's about money after you get signed.
Okay.
But you gotta have to be honest, you know, because guys will take advantage of you. You hear about those horror stories every day about, you know, guys getting taken advantage of them by their agents. Like, your agent has to be your lawyer, because 9 times out of 10, an agent is a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
So, like, my agent was just, I mean, he's been unbelievable. He's still, you know, around me every damn decade, living in my damn house. But anyway, but he's unbelievable. He stuck with me through, you know, 11-year Under Armour deal. You know, he stuck with me through wearing Nike cleats. He stuck with me doing modeling the whole 9 yards. So it's like everything that he can have me do, he had me do. So he always had my back and always had my money tight, so I can't complain.
So is that another part of it when you're playing, is getting those secondary deals?
Yes.
And so you can be playing NFL football. Are there stipulations on what you can accept and what you can't?
No.
Like, you're open?
Yeah, you only make what you make on your contract playing for that team.
Okay.
Like, what you make outside that team
is your business.
All you.
Okay.
You gotta believe it. I don't got shit to do with it.
All right, so for the people that don't know, what is a free agent?
Free agent is when you're on the market and you can play for any team.
Okay.
They just got to come and get you. But they just got to go by your agent. You know, they look at your film.
Mm-hmm.
They go by your agent and be like, can we, you know, how much money are you asking for his services, basically?
Okay.
So it goes there. But the team that you left usually has the rights to you.
Okay.
But if they don't offer enough for you to stay, you can go anywhere you want.
Okay. Now, we were talking a little bit the other day because, like I said, we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about free agency.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference there?
Free agency is the day you can start talking to guys that are free agents.
Okay.
That you can bring them onto your team.
Okay.
When you can offer them a contract.
And what got us talking about that yesterday? There was some kind of something that came up. Some kind of news, something. Do you remember? If not, we'll bypass it.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I can't remember either, but I have it written here. I'm like, we want to talk about free agency.
Probably because of the draft.
Okay.
Like free agency has started.
Okay.
Like, it starts when the draft starts.
Okay.
So during the draft, they're making deals.
Mm.
Like, they're sending a draft pick to a totally different team that drafted it.
All right. Can you imagine working in that office right about now?
It's called a war room.
Oh, yeah, the war room. That's so...
It's called a war room.
Shout out to my Uncle John, who is giving me a new studio in the war room.
Yeah.
Which we just talked about yesterday as well. So,
it was like 7 to 8 guys that worked for the, work for the Pacific team. You know, it's probably the owner, the GMs up in there,
mm-hmm.
of course,
mm-hmm.
and the coaches. And they just looking to see, you know, who they can find that'll fit what they're trying to do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, every just like football-wise, every defense is different. Every offense is different from
mm-hmm.
different teams. Like, if you come from a different school that you ran that same offense or you ran that same defense.
Right.
That's where most likely you're going to go.
Okay.
To a defense that you used to playing in.
Okay.
Or offense that you used to playing in.
So what are you looking forward to in 2020? Or, 2020 is
any,
like a blur.
Anything definitely is now.
But what do you think? Do you think things are going to change when it comes to sports and how we watch it and how we play it? And
well, now that the COVID's over, because they're not going to let anybody in the stadiums unless they're tested.
Right.
You know what I mean? Stuff like that. They don't, like, colleges are getting even worse now because of the simple fact, you just see Maryland. Maryland had, they canceled 2 games last week and this week.
Mm-hmm.
and not even rescheduled. Because it's so bad right now in the state of Maryland, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and D.C.
Yeah. All right, stupid question. Do the players mm-hmm. or the teams get any revenue out of ticket sales?
Of course.
I knew it. See, I knew it, but I didn't.
But they actually make more money off a TV contract than they do.
So I was going to say, that has to have an effect on just money in general right now.
As an owner.
Yeah, as an owner.
That's why Jerry Jones and his trifling ass. That's why he still got about 30% capacity because
he
still wants his money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the state of Texas is kind of lenient when it comes to COVID. You know, but, you know, other places just they're not having any fans at all.
I know.
Like, even right now, as we speak. Like we only in Tampa Bay for the Super Bowl, we only allow 20% of capacity, even for the Super Bowl. Yeah. Like we praying that it changes,
right?
But it might not. And we just another shout out. We just got the weekend for our halftime entertainment. At the
awesome!
Super Bowl.
Oh my goodness! So yeah, where is that gonna be?
Tampa Bay.
What's the time and date? And 20% for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, 20% right now. It's unless anything in Florida opens up. 20%.
Okay, so I used to come from the private jet industry where I used to do sales and marketing for a private jet company, and the biggest time of year for people booking our flights or our jets was to go to the Super Bowl and landing in, and now you can't do it.
Yeah, it's incredible. I go to the Super Bowl every year because I'm in the PA and I'm in the Legends community, so almost like I got to pay for it, my hotel.
Right.
And that we have, you know, I don't have to worry about food. I don't got to worry about drinks because we have NFLPA party / hotel where it's going to be at. Then we have the Legends Lounge where you can go every day and eat and drink for free from like 5 o'clock to to midnight to 2 o'clock in the morning.
So does everybody get that? That's like been kind of like a retired NFL.
Yes. You have to sign up for it, though. Okay. It's like you can't just walk up there and be like,
hey, show
your NFL card and be like, no.
Do you have an NFL card?
Of course.
You do?
Yeah.
It's like, it's like a bro card.
Yeah.
Or like.
you talking about the SAGs card.
Uh-huh.
No, that's not, like, that don't
SAG
like, that's not going to work. Like,
no.
we with an NFL card, you go to Vegas or you go to a big time restaurant or something like that, or a club. Like you show your card, they'll let you bypass the line every time. Like since I've been in California, I've never waited in line.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I usually know people that runs those spots too.
Yeah, you got a little in always.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So listen, I had some funny little questions that I had written down here as I was looking for trending topics, which is what. You know, we want to talk about, and so because you're a sports guy, and I ran across this one really silly, stupid question. Just answer me this. Use your imagination, creativity. Here we go. What sport would be the funniest sport if you added a mandatory amount of alcohol to it?
Oh my God.
How many mental pictures just came into your mind right there?
Just two.
Flooding.
I'll say basketball. But you can't play basketball. There's no way.
What about boxing?
Oh, there's too many drug tests.
Oh my
too
God.
Many drug tests for boxing.
Well, I know, but we're being creative here. We're not being this isn't realistic.
But no, my God, can you imagine? Well, they do that. But if you ever been to the hood, they do that. You have a fight every day when it comes to alcohol. You bet your ass on that. Southeast DC.
Yeah, I'll imagine.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what I mean? Uncles and stuff I had that, you know, as soon as they get drunk, it's on. You know?
And
they swing and miss, and it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, like, sports. Oh my gosh.
I would say basketball, because it ain't no way you can play basketball.
Right, and that you just be running into each other.
Yeah.
No one would have any teeth left. They just be head bumping, like, because they don't. I mean, they wear mouth guards, but that's about it.
See, ice hockey at least got protection.
Ice hockey, you wouldn't even be able to skate. Actually, that would be hilarious. Just
everybody just falling.
Skirt. It'd be like they'd all be like little ice hockey pucks, human pucks.
Couldn't see it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that reminded me of MTV. That one guy, Puck. Do you remember him?
No.
Oh, he was a crazy. Yeah. No, I'm not going to waste too much time on that.
I probably haven't watched MTV since they had Yo on TV Raps.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Ever since YouTube came out, I think that was.
Right.
So, okay, so did you hear about the curfew in LA that they're trying to open the 10 a.m. curfew?
Yeah.
Because of COVID?
I mean, they implemented it like some parts of California already, right?
Uh huh, uh huh.
Yeah, so. I'm praying they don't come here. But, I mean, if they do the stay at home, it's going to come here anyway.
Because
if they go, they come back with the, with the National Guard and all that stuff.
No
it's
joke.
A wrap.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was reading, so the headline read, curfew in LA, set to be for 10 p.m. with focus on places that sell alcohol.
Oh, well, that's every damn block.
I'm like, what do you mean? So I was talking I was talking to a friend of mine in England, and they said that they've already done that there. They've already done the 10 p.m. focusing on alcohol sales.
Yeah.
And so he goes, do you know what happened? And I was like, well, no, I don't. Well, he goes, they just stuff more people into an earlier time slot. So it actually adds to not social distancing, right?
Wow.
Everyone gathering together quicker, you know, just to get to the sales.
Yeah.
And he said it actually is more of a hindrance than a help, so.
Yeah, here you can't even go, you go to a restaurant, you can't even walk, you know, get up and go to somebody else's table.
Yeah.
So.
Half the time you can't even use a restroom.
Right, so it's, you know.
And they're like, there's the porta potty, sir, can you please go outside?
Rest in Santa Monica.
There's a beach over there.
Damn, like that.
I'm just kidding.
They definitely let you use
the Nobu has nail.
Yeah. Go to the beach.
Yeah. They're like, no boo. You need to go out there. My restroom, no boo out there.
Wow. Not cool.
Not cool. Not cool, COVID.
Yeah.
All right. So what about, okay, let's talk about voting. We have to talk about it. Yeah. It's the biggest thing, whatever. And we don't need to say, like, who we're for, what we're voting for, or who we voted for, whatever our preferences are. But what I wanted to talk about was, what is your opinion on, like, the tech of voting, like, technology and the human error piece that they're throwing into the controversy of...
Well, I don't believe that human error, you know, BS. I think it's just Trump, period. So I'm going to go with that.
So you don't think there's any human error in counting ballots when humans have to count it?
Hell to the no.
Okay.
Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
You think it's you think people are smart enough to understand that?
Yes.
I'm going to disagree. I think people...
You know why.
I think they're people are so ridiculous. And they're also a little conniving. Yeah. Whether it's for Trump against Trump, for Biden against Biden, like, there are people that are conniving out there. We've already seen it. We've already seen ballots being thrown in the whatever. And then...
Yeah, then they catch Trump's son faking.
And then they catch the... What's his dude? This dude who's, like, our guy, our California guy. Why can't I think of his name?
Who, Gavin?
Newsom. Was it Newsom? He was like, stay out of restaurants. Don't go into restaurants. And then they caught him, and his wife. No, walking into a restaurant, going to restaurants. And we're like, what? I forget if that was, I don't know if that was him or not. Someone's going to laugh at me somewhere.
No, he was at a party with no mask on. That's why they...
No, there was someone. It was either the mayor. I could look it up right now, but I'm recording and I'm afraid to mess it up because this is episode one, season one. But there was one of our guys that was like, he was talking about was, I think it was the mayor, and he was like, you know, stay home, mask up, don't go out, do social distancing, and then he got caught out with his wife, and he did make an apology, but it was more of an apology because he got caught, not because. He was going out for a steak, man.
I can't even complain about California. You know who they was for. So Trump wouldn't even think about getting no win in California. That's the last thing on his mind. He marked that off as a loss.
So, I mean, any Republican would, wouldn't they?
So,
this state is so blue.
Hey,
it's cold.
It's crazy. Like the crazy thing I've seen, you know, being here, you know, since 98.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, here in the Bay Area, it's like, I've seen women, like, picket him every single day.
Pick at him, what do you mean?
Like, picketing, you know what I mean?
Picketing.
Yeah.
Oh.
With the signs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Downtown Oakland and at Cal Berkeley every single day.
What are they saying? What are they picketing for?
They just hate me.
Just hating on him.
They hate him with a passion. I said, if he ever, you know, somebody ever took a pot shot at him, it'd be a woman from Oakland.
A woman from Oakland.
I've never in my life seen a bunch of women, hate on, you know, couldn't stand
one person.
Hate.
Yeah.
Never in my life.
Well, that's California for you.
Gotta love it. Love it or leave it.
Yeah, there's a lot of other positives about California, so we'll let the crazy women be a small portion of it. But okay, so I had one more question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I just wanted to ask you this because I am just a stupidly humorous person. Mm-hmm. Your opinion.
Right.
What is something that everyone looks stupid doing?
What?
Just answer it.
I can't answer that.
Come on. What is something that everyone looks stupid doing?
Everyone.
You're forced to. You are on the air.
I'm probably dancing, I guess.
You think everyone looks stupid dancing?
Not everyone, but most people that can't dance and still be trying to dance, especially TikTok situations. Like, I've seen some TikTokers that were horrible, but they still do it.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, it is what it is. That's the fad now. People don't realize that China's looking at you every time you do it.
Yeah. I think everyone looks stupid brushing their teeth.
Because
it's like, there's no nice toothbrushers.
You gotta make it happen.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, that is, I'm gonna have more of those stupid questions, you know, coming up in later episodes.
Bring it on. But
we'll get to those. I really did want to talk about our sports stuff that we had going on because it was such a big week for sports, wasn't it?
Right.
Is there anything else that is noteworthy before we get off here?
Well, that great game tonight was going on with Arizona and Seattle, which I'm taping.
That's where I was born.
Yeah, so they balling right now. Pretty good game going on. But anything that's major is just like I said, the college games, you know, one thing, a lot of college games get canceled because a lot of guys get COVID. 11 Raiders just got COVID today.
What?
Yeah, 11 Raiders.
I'm interested to know which ones of them had symptoms.
All of them.
All of them had symptoms?
Yeah.
Wow.
All of them. So, I mean, but it's small, just like any, you know, anything else.
Yeah.
But yeah, all of them had symptoms, but... If they have enough people to play on Sunday, I'm sure they will.
So there's a possibility they might not play, is what you're saying.
Well, they'll play. They'll play. It just
might have George from the corner playing safety or something.
It's possible.
What's up, George?
Bring up the guys from the practice squad.
Yeah.
But, they still have, I think it's usually Wednesday to Sunday, but now it's Thursday to Sunday, so I don't know. They probably get, tests, around the clock so they can play.
Crazy times right now.
Yeah, unless something, like if they get a second positive test, then they can't play. They got quarantine for 10 days.
So how are the players doing for Beverly Hills High School? Everyone doing, staying safe and being good?
Man,
COVID, anything?
They won't even let them out the house. And I'm the coach. They won't even let them come to the park and practice with me.
Do you feel any certain way about that? Because they,
hell yeah, that's why I want to play.
Hell, and they also say that like it's typical for the elderly to be the ones that are the most at risk.
Yeah.
So how do you feel,
Well, when you're dealing with people that have two private planes, you have a situation where, like, one of my kids actually ordered tests so he could come to to train with me.
That's amazing.
And they still ain't happening right now. Like gotta realize it's a different scenario. In Beverly Hills, there you have 9 times out of 10, they're not the kids are not really raised by the parent; they're raised by the nanny.
Right. Yeah.
And 10 out of 10 times, the nanny ain't even American. So you talking about non-street smarts?
Right.
Yeah. You wouldn't even believe some of the questions that they asked.
Oh.
Oh my God.
I bet. That's a whole nother segment. We could just do a segment on on wealthy children and how they're brought up.
Because I can actually just sit there and just take a deep breath and be like, I know this dude didn't ask me this. But
next week on Nick Talk, episode 2, what it's like to be a spoiled little bee. Beep.
Wow.
Yeah. I think there's a certain level of I think you need hardship to kind of form you, I think.
But you gotta realize these kids are not even, they're raised by money and money alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I drive a BMW, and every kid on my team got a car better looking than mine. So that tells you, you know, yeah. I got kids, seniors, that got their own apartment already by themselves. You know what I mean? And driving
and
know,
he doesn't mean senior citizens, folks.
Yeah, Yukon Denalis.
Hey,
know,
that's
all,
what I used to drive.
All black cars by themselves.
Shout out to Zane.
Lamborghinis. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I mean, they start getting that at 16.
Yeah, it's a different, it's a whole different world here. And to be honest, it's not the real world all the time. And that's the frustrating part, isn't it?
Well, what makes it even crazier is, like, it's a public school. But everybody in the school is rich as hell.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like I said, I got so many parents that you know, they yeah. have two private jets.
Right.
You know, one of my kids that just graduated, he went to Maltese or something and called me up.
Maltese. Like, that's my dog.
I'm at the hotel. I'm like, where are you at?
Yeah.
I just took the jet and just rode out. You know, So you had a hotel with like 60 people, you know. I'm like, oh my God.
No.
He sends me a picture sitting in the hot tub. I'm like, yeah, you're kidding me. And he ain't even, you know what I'm saying? He ain't even
right.
18.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Like, oh, Jesus.
I'll tell you. Well, I tell you, there's a lot more to talk about in sports next week too. Are you gonna come hang out with me next week?
I'll be in the house. Next week is Thanksgiving, ain't it?
Yeah, well, that's Thursday, but podcast goes out on Saturday.
Okay,
we get all week.
All right. If I get up out of here,
where are you going, West Virginia?
No, hell no.
What's in West Virginia? Tell them.
Nothing. Mommy's there.
Wrong turn. That's what's there.
Yeah. Not a street light.
Exactly.
But probably Vegas. To my shout out to Rob Woodson.
Oh,
my
nice.
Bestie. So I'll probably go to his mansion in Vegas and hopefully hit a show or something and chill for a couple of days.
Very nice.
But we'll see. I'm going to find me a plate somewhere.
I'm doing Friendsgiving too. I'm not going home. So my home's Ohio. Well, it's not my home. That's where that's where the family's from. But yeah, I'll be around here as well. We will definitely be having episode 2 of Nick Talk come on next week, Saturday. It will be live at 6 o'clock on YouTube. It'll be live on nicktalklive.com.
Live.
Also, it will be on nikkijamesofficial.com.
What?
And there is now a new Instagram page for Nick Talk. I had to do that because I just get stuck to you guys.
That's why I said I do no social media. None. I've been stalked for real.
The ones that think they're funny, they're like, Nikki, you have a great face for radio.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's funny. Until you know what I look like, and then they're like, Anyway, I want to give a big shout out to my sponsor, SoCal Jet Skis in Oxnard. Thank you so much for just believing in the whole podcast here. And the way that I got in touch with him is because my family came to visit me from Ohio. We had no idea what we were going to do one day. So we just decided to go rent some jet skis. And his business was amazing. He had so many jet skis. I don't even know how many.
Mm.
But he also has boats and bike rentals that you can ride up and down the beach.
It's too damn cold now.
You know what? The everything is like warm. His boats have windows.
What?
Yeah, I'm actually gonna go on one next week with my friend Naomi.
Wow.
Shout out to Naomi.
Yeah.
And Mindy, what up, girl? I'm like, I cannot mention one and not mention the other.
Bork and Mindy.
Well, that's probably what it looks like when we're together.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. Episode 1, Season 1, it's a wrap with me and Johnny J. Harris.
Peace in the bottle of hair grease.
All right, guys, that is it for this episode of Nick Talk. I want to thank you so much for listening. If you would like to learn more about the subjects that we talked about, subscribe to my YouTube channel and click in the links below. I will leave those there for you so you can find out where we got our information. And if you were educated today or entertained in some way, please click that little like button there on YouTube, or feel free to leave me a review or rating as long as it's nice. because I'm sensitive. Okay, great. Also, stay tuned for next Saturday, November 28th. It is going to be episode 2 of Nick Talk. I have a comedian on, so it's going to be very funny. So make sure that you stay tuned at 6 o'clock with me, Nikki James, and I can't tell you who it is yet. You'll have to just wait and find out. See you guys next Saturday. Happy Thanksgiving and be safe. Bye.